Grand Rapids Parents Podcast, Episode 14, The Griffins and the Mom's Bloom Episode.
What's making parents happy all over Grand Rapids?
The Grand Rapids Parents Podcast from grkids.com. It's info central when it comes to kids and families, bringing you an honest, relevant, and encouraging look at our community.
With interviews, insights, and inspiration designed to help moms and dads navigate parenting in West Michigan. It's a game changer.
Parents in Grand Rapids, this podcast is for you. Welcome.
Hello, West Michigan. I'm Melody Vanderwed, your host of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. Thank you for joining me once again for this special episode. This week, we are announcing our cause to champion, and I won't keep you waiting any longer. It is Mom's Bloom. We'll talk more with the founder of Mom's Bloom in a little bit, but first, I'm thrilled to bring you a special night out with GR Kids and the Grand Rapids Griffins. We've teamed up with the Griffins for Lego Night. This is Saturday, November 15th at the Van Andel Arena, 7 p.m., and it is the night where Griffin's blockhead figurines will be handed out to anyone who signs up with the GR Kids promotional code to buy your tickets. And plus, by using the special GR Kids promo code, you're also going to save $5 per ticket, and you're going to save service fees on top of that. I just bought my family of five tickets yesterday, and I saved about $50 by using this promo code. It's amazing. I encourage you to go get your tickets soon. The sooner you get your tickets, the better seat selection you will have. And to get your tickets, you simply go to the Grand Rapids Griffins page and type in GR Kids, GRKIDS, and that will take you to the specific date and game that we're getting this great deal for. There's also a link to this deal in the show notes for episode 14 of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. So moving right along, we are talking with Sarah Binkley Tao from Mom's Bloom and Megan Inchauste from the GRKids.com team about our new 2015 cause to champion. Anyone who has had a baby or will have a baby or knows somebody that's going to have a baby should listen to this interview. Mom's Bloom is a great resource and all of West Michigan needs to know about it. I am in the studio with Sarah Binkley Tao and Megan Inchauste. Sarah is the co-founder and executive director of Mom's Bloom right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Melody.
And hi, Megan.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me today. I'm excited to talk with you about Mom's Bloom being our 2015 Cause to Champion. And just to give a brief history of the Cause to Champion program, I'm going to talk with Megan. Megan is on the GRKids.com team, and she's our go-to Cause to Champion person. And Megan, can you tell us a little bit about the Cause to Champion program and why we have it?
Well, at GR Kids, we get approached a lot for things we can do and how we can help. And we would love to help everyone, but that becomes hard when there's so much that we could do. So we decided to choose one organization per calendar year that we can highlight and support through Facebook and our podcasts and our website.
Right. So we take our efforts and focus on one organization rather than getting spread too thin and try to have a consistent message for the whole year.
Right. And really get behind one organization and do our best work for them.
And give us a little history. Who have we supported in the past?
We started in 2011 with Kent County Girls on the Run. 2012, we championed D.A. Blodgett St. John's. Currently, we are championing Ellie's Place.
And Ellie's Place, for those who don't know, is a local organization. It's fairly new to Grand Rapids, and they do, I believe, grief support for children that have lost a loved one.
Correct. a parent, a grown-up in their life, someone who was significant.
There are so many worthy causes, and it's really hard to just pick one. And we were faced with that dilemma again this year. So a little while ago, we put out a call for Cause to Champion nominations, and we got a fair number of applicants for that. Was it an easy decision coming up with Moms Bloom this year?
Never. It's definitely not an easy decision. You read through all these applications and their worthy causes and what they're doing to help our community, and it makes the decision very hard.
But Moms Bloom was the organization that we felt GRKids.com could get behind and be most effective with. It's not that the other organizations were undeserving or that there was anything wrong with them. And we are actually going to post next week about all of those so that people can see who was applying for this, and they might find that one of those organizations is a great fit for their service. But with GRKids.com, we have specific things that we can offer. We can offer storytelling. We can offer getting the organizations in touch with our readers in certain ways. And the Moms Bloom's needs seem to line up best with what we can offer right now at GR Kids.
Exactly. It's a great fit for our readers, and it's a great fit for what we can offer their organization.
So with that, we are turning to Sarah, and we're going to just have her introduce us to her organization. Sarah, how old is Moms Bloom?
Well, first I want to just say thank you so much to Melody and Megan, and then the readers, too, of GR Kids for the nomination and then ultimately choosing us. We're thrilled. So, what was your question again, Melody? I'm sorry.
That is okay. We will take your thanks. We run on that. It fuels us, doesn't it, Megan?
It does.
Anyhow, I was wondering how old Moms Bloom is. When did you get started?
We officially launched in 2008. So we started serving families in 2007, but received our 501c3 status in 2008.
And what is Moms Bloom for the listeners that have not heard of it yet?
Well, Moms Bloom really resets the expectation meter for moms and families. As moms are overwhelmed, especially after the birth of a child, we often have just a lot of overwhelmed feelings. We have a lot of adjustment. There's hormones going crazy. Lots of things are happening, and Moms Bloom is there to support that family wherever they're at. So we have trained volunteers that go into the home and provide one-on-one support to that family, physically and emotionally. And we also do a lot of advocacy in the community as well, raising issues around postpartum depression, anxiety disorders, things like that. So we're out in the community doing a lot of that type of work, along with supporting families in their home.
That is a phenomenal service that didn't exist in 2007. So thank you for bringing that to our community.
You're welcome.
What inspired you to start Moms Bloom?
Well, it really stems from my personal story. I didn't really have the emotional, physical support after my child was born, my first. And I was struggling tremendously, had high anxiety, put a lot of pressure on myself, wanted to be the super mom that all of us want to be. And I was failing miserably. And so I was very hard on myself and had a very difficult time adjusting. I had my relationship with my husband was suffering, and we just could not find that right journey that we wanted to be on, that positive journey. So as it turns out, I was suffering from postpartum depression, and I was suffering in silence. I had no idea. I had not heard of postpartum depression. I didn't know what it existed. I had no mental illness in my family. So when I ultimately found out that's what I was suffering from, the light bulb went on, except there was so much stigma out there. I was afraid to share and talk to people about it. So I didn't want other families to suffer like I did. Even though we don't work exclusively with families that suffer from postpartum depression, we're open to all families, regardless of where they are in their journey. But that is a real important piece for me, to make sure that people know, are aware of it, and can get help.
So families can either jump in and support your cause and become volunteers or supporters of Moms Bloom, or there are probably people in our readership and listening right now that say, whoa, wait, you're describing me. Mm-hmm. I need that help. So this is kind of a, you know, we're coming at this from both sides. Just because you're our cause to champion doesn't mean we're only asking our readers to support your cause. We're asking them to become aware of Mom's Bloom. And if they need it, take up that cause and you know, go for it. What's the cost to use your services?
The cost is free. All services are free to families because we feel that this is a service that should be provided naturally in our community. 30, 40, 50 years, it was naturally provided. We have we had family close by. We had support across the street. We had that support built in. Nowadays, there's families that are working, parents, grandparents that have to work. We're more transient, so we're not living close to family. So the support isn't there. We're you know, the word busy is very common in our language now, and people are very involved in doing other things. So we kind of lose focus of when after someone has a child, what that intensity, what that is. And as moms, we need to be okay about asking for help, that it's okay to say, you know what, this is really hard. I need some help. And I think we're afraid to do that because we want to be all things to all people.
It's hard to say I'm not the person who can do it all, but nobody is. It's a facade. And thank you for calling that out and making it real, because that's life.
Yes.
Life is messy. Life is beautiful, but we need to be in it together.
Absolutely.
In order to keep Mom's Bloom running, then, if you're offering all of these services for free, I assume you're getting funding from somewhere and support from somewhere. Who is who's backing you right now?
We get quite a bit of support from local foundations right now, but we know that that's a short-term answer. We get support from donors, from private donations, which is extremely helpful for the work that we do. And then we do events throughout the year, and that keeps us running.
Is there anything that our readers could do to help? How do they, if they want to get involved, what do they, you know, what's the process there?
Well, there's a few ways you can get involved. First, you can just simply be an ambassador for Mom's Bloom, and that is speaking about Mom's Bloom or sharing about your story, being open about it, and being okay if you've suffered from postpartum depression, to not be afraid to talk about it. Or if you have a friend that's just had a baby, check in with her, see how she's doing, making sure that she has the support that she needs. So simply just being there as a support can be a huge benefit to our community and to Mom's Bloom. Secondly, they can get involved in events that we have. There's lots of committees that we have going on throughout the year. They can join and be a part of that and attend events. They're always fun and interesting, and we always have a good time. Other ways are obviously financial backing is always extremely helpful, and you can make a donation in honor or in memory of someone as well, and we are happy to send a card in results of that. And then we're always looking for volunteers. So anybody who knows of anyone that has some time, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a week of being able to go and spend some time with a family is really beneficial. And we have trainings throughout the year. So it's a pretty intense training for what it is, but it's a pretty short commitment. It's about an hour and a half training. And then we have educational opportunities throughout the year.
What criteria are you looking for in your volunteers?
We're really simply looking for volunteers that are passionate about the bonding between mom and baby, who love to just be a part of that process and be a part of a family in a most vulnerable time. I mean, you think about what that family is going through, and to invite someone into their home. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want a stranger in their home, but I'll tell you what, they're not strangers once you meet them. We have fabulous volunteers who just love the work. They want to be in there. They want to support you. They're grandma types, a lot of them, who want to just go in and hold baby so you can get a nap, get a shower. So we're really just looking for some people who are committed, who have a little extra time in the week to be able to work with a family. And it's up to you, your schedule. You can set your own hours of when you're available, and you can serve that family as long as you're able. So if you can give 2, 3 months, great. And you need to take a break and come back, that's okay. Or if you want to keep having families throughout the year, we can certainly match you.
Sounds like a wide range of possibilities. And I imagine volunteers, the number of volunteers you have is kind of limiting as to how many families you can serve. Would that be correct?
Yeah, we serve approximately right now with our capacity and with our with the funds that we receive, we can serve approximately 250 families a year. So in 2008, we served 35, and we're up to 250 this
That's
year.
That's tremendous growth. Do you have a bigger demand than what you can meet, or are you about even? How is that going right now?
Yeah, we really do have more of a demand than what we can meet for the most part. We are very careful about recruitment of our volunteers, but we do have a waiting list most times. We try to get through that waiting list quickly. The earlier someone can get in and let us know when they're going to have a baby so they can get on the schedule, the better, so we can plan for that. But yeah, the demand is rising because we're seeing a rise in stress and anxiety and postpartum depression, and we're seeing all those things that are occurring. So that's causing people reaching out for help, which is a really great thing. But we know there's other families out there that are really struggling and they need our support too.
You mentioned that you can get on the waiting list even before the baby is born.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that a mom that maybe had a previous child and suffered from postpartum depression, looking forward, is nervous about, would be doing? Or is that just something, I mean, who's a good candidate for that?
I really think anybody who's about to have a baby, call us, get on the list. And then when you have the baby and you find out, hey, this is going better than expected, or I have more support than I thought I was going to have, great. I mean, we don't want necessarily be overwhelmed with phone calls. But if you feel that there's, you know, even some risk factors in your family, if you have had families or history of postpartum depression, or you've had history of depression, you are at risk. So just kind of setting up some of those things beforehand, and then even putting a postpartum plan together, making sure that you have some things in place, can help you and have us as a resource for information. But yeah, I think anybody who, especially if you've had experience or know that it may be, you don't have family in the area, or if you feel that, you know, more challenges than you're expecting after the baby's born, give us a call and we can get
you on
the list.
That's great advice. Something I never even, that would have never occurred to me. Call ahead of the baby. You don't have to have the baby born before you can get on the Mom's Bloom waiting list. How long is it taking you to get through the waiting list? You know, I call today, how long will it be before I get a call back?
Well, it really depends. You know, we are really careful too. We look at families that call that may have higher need. And we do look at those families, especially if someone's suffering from extreme postpartum depression. We don't necessarily want them to wait very long. So they may be put up to higher on the list, or we just look at our volunteer base too, and we can do some shuffling around. So it really kind of depends on where the families are located and the volunteers that are available. And then we kind of match how that will work out. So we pride ourselves in trying to make a match within a week to 2 weeks. And we know that's not always possible. When we have a waiting list, sometimes it does take a little bit longer. So the earlier, the better to get in touch with us.
Good advice. What geographical area are you serving?
We serve all of Kent County. And we serve outside of Kent County where volunteers are available. So we do have some families and volunteers on the lakeshore, and we are doing some expansion towards Lansing. But we do have volunteers. It's interesting. Volunteers come from kind of all over West Michigan, come to get trained. And so we always say, if you're out of Kent County, give us a call and we may have a volunteer available.
Perfect. How long does the volunteer training last? I know you mentioned that, but is it on one day? Is it on, you know, every Wednesday for a month? How does that work?
It's one day. It's one evening. So it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours of your time. And then we do have trainings throughout the year, further education, things like that. We partner with a lot of other organizations and trainers and people who have specific, you know, things that they like to share, you know, information about postpartum depression, for example, or infant massage or swaddling, those types of things too.
So if a mom or dad suddenly finds themselves with this extra time they don't know what to do with, Mom's Bloom volunteer training, people.
That's right.
I was wondering if you could share with us a few stories about how Mom's Bloom has helped different people that have reached out to you.
Yeah. You know, I always love the stories that in general, those that come and say, you know, I was really not confident as a mom and I really struggled. And, you know, you helped me give me that confidence so that I felt like I could do this on my own. We've had a mom, and the beautiful thing too is the volunteer family relationship that's built. These people become really a part of the family. And we have one volunteer that, in particular, that I'm thinking about, Marilyn, who is a fabulous volunteer and grew really close to her family. And now they share Christmas cards and she brings the children over during Halloween. And, you know, those kinds of things are really magical. And then, of course, I was just thinking about, too, there's a mom who had her second baby and she was dealing with extreme chronic pain and fatigue. And her volunteer helped her tremendously to transition into getting support and help and really grew close to her other children who, her older child, who the volunteer would come and just couldn't wait for her visit. So that was really fun. We've supported a mom who had severe postpartum depression and anxiety. And, she literally said that Mom's Boom saved her life because she was going in a really bad, direction and place. And Mom's Boom was able to step in and support her. And that's one of many, many stories of, how we've helped, women with postpartum depression and the relationships that we have and partnerships in the community, really make our job easier because we're able to connect them to other resources and help them, you know, beyond something that we may be able to support them.
Excellent. And looking forward, it sounds like you're going to be doing something new in the spring, offering a Mom's Bloom Award. What's that going to look like?
Yeah, well, we're really in the early stages of this, so I don't want to say too much about it, except that we will be looking for nominations of those, what we like to kind of say, the unsung heroes, those families, moms, dads out there who've maybe overcome extraordinary odds or who have just a great story to share, who, you know, there's women out there that we really want to highlight and, you know, share their story. If there's an advocate out there, there's also going to be some recognition for people who are out there doing, you know, the type of work that Moms Bloom is doing and supporting families.
To be an advocate, can it be just as simple as posting on my Facebook page saying, hey, Moms Bloom is here and this is what they do? Is that an advocate?
That is an advocate. We like to call them kind of our ambassadors, you know, people who are willing to talk about Moms Bloom or share a story or share how it's helped, how Moms Bloom has helped them or how, you know, we just want to be connected and be able to all work together because this is tough work. It's important work. So we just really feel that we want to make a real effort in connecting all these wonderful families and share your story with us. That's certainly an advocate or ambassador, in other words, too.
Sarah, can you tell us where our listeners can get more information, how they can get connected with you if they think this is a good fit for them?
Yeah, well, you can always reach out to me personally if you'd like to ask me any questions. And my email is Sarah, S-A-R-A, at momsbloom.org. Or if you're looking for support in general for Moms Bloom, you can reach us at Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, at momsbloom.org. Or you can call our phone number, which is 616-828-1021.
Thank you for joining us, Sarah and Megan. I am sure you're going to be hearing a lot more about Moms Bloom on grkids.com. in the year to come. And you can find links to Moms Bloom and contact information for them on the show notes for this episode of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melody. Thanks for having us.
Glad you guys could be here. West Michigan is richer for having Moms Bloom in the community. And organizations like this do not just stay alive by themselves. They need support. They need you. They need you to volunteer. They need you to use their services. They need you to tell other people to volunteer or to use their services. It's a cycle. And when people support it, the organization will flourish. And when people don't use it, when people don't talk about it, the organization will go away. So help us help Moms Bloom, and simply just go on your Facebook page today and do a little post for Moms Bloom. Say, hey, I learned about this new organization or new to me organization called Moms Bloom, and anybody that has a baby needs to check it out. You can get on their waiting list when you are expecting. And if you think you might be at risk for developing postpartum depression, then you're going to want to do that. And it's completely free. Please, please, please share Moms Bloom with your friends and family members. You never know who is going to need them. And please support Moms Bloom in any way that you can. And simply by sharing on your Facebook page, you are supporting them. You're getting the word out and you're increasing their network and helping. As I mentioned, all the contact information for Moms Bloom is on GRKids.com website under the show notes for episode 14 of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. Please check it out. Share that article with your friends as well. That's going to wrap up this episode of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. I am your host, Melody Vanderwide. I'll be back with you next week.
GRKids.com.